Seinfeld had its final episode in 1998, and the show and its theme song both are iconic. Jonathan Wolff composed that theme song, that along with 44 others for shows like Will and Grace, Reba, and Married with Children. In total, he was the composer for 75 primetime network series. And after many long nights, he retired from the business in 2005. I spoke with Jonathan Wolff in advance of an appearance here in Atlanta, beginning with how he used synthesizers to create the Seinfeld theme.
Sampling technology was in its infancy in the late 80s, and I was attracted to the idea that you could create a new species of music, new genres that hadn't been heard before, by bioengineering and doing some DNA gene splicing on musical sounds. And that's what I started to do. Instead of just writing theme songs for TV shows, I looked at it as an opportunity to create a sonic brand for my client. Uh-huh. Something so unique and individual, an earworm that people would hear from another room and have a Pavlovian response. Let's watch that. And sampling technology seemed like a clear path to being different from everyone else. And that bass sound for Seinfeld was engineered through mad Frankenstein experiments in sample technology.
How did you get the Seinfeld gig?
There's an Atlanta connection. My good buddy, comedian George Wallace.
Oh, yes. He's been on our show.
He told me to expect a call from his buddy, Jerry Seinfeld. And in his first phone call to me, Jerry Seinfeld made it clear, this is an extraordinary show, and the music for it will be very important. So when Jerry called, he described to me the following sound design problem. He envisioned the opening credits of his show to center on Jerry Seinfeld performing stand-up comedy relating to the storyline of the episode. He wanted catchy, recognizable signature music themes that would play along with his comedy monologue, but that would not interfere with the audio of his stand-up material. And that, to me, sounded like a real sound design assignment, because theme music at the time was melodic, a lot of silly lyrics. Yes, I'm guilty of those themes also, but it was not going to work for this. It was a recipe for an audio conflict. So I chose the bass because, in a general way, the frequency range, the audio range of the bass, would stay out of the frequency range of his human voice, and the actual melody that the bass plays. It's so basic, so simple and sophomoric, that it does not require meter to stay together. I could do a line and hold for Jerry's jokes, hold for the laughs, and then continue. And the way I looked at the music as a whole was Jerry's voice was the melody of the Seinfeld theme. And every monologue that he did different was, as they say, a variation on the theme.
Working with Jerry Seinfeld and Larry David.
You've seen Curb, right?
Oh, yes. I've watched episodes many times over.
I'm fully retired, Lois. I don't have to flatter anybody.
Yes.
So when I tell you that that character on Curb is not a character, it's Larry. It's how he lives his life. He loves that conflict. He loves to stir the pot and make people uncomfortable, and that's when he is most comfortable himself. So working with Larry, who is a genius, he's possibly the best writer, the funniest guy I've ever met, and I've met a lot. But working with him was not always joyful.
I can imagine. What did he insult you with?
Well, it wasn't always an insult. It was sometimes he would just find a way to make trouble. Okay, you asked about an insult. Here's an insult. My last conversation with Larry David happened as I was about to retire. And I started receiving materials from Curb Your Enthusiasm. Started getting schedules and lineups and staff lists and things. And then cuts of the show started arriving. Well, no one had hired me for this job. And in fact, I had no intention of doing it because I was leaving. We already bought a house in Kentucky. So I did what nobody wants to do. I called Larry and said, "Hey, Larry, show looks great, really funny. I'm really proud of you. Hey, listen, I'm retiring, so I'm not going to be able to do your show. Let me help you get somebody." And Larry says, What are you saying? And you can't be gray area with Larry. He's too smart. So I said, "I'll be clear with you. I hope you take no offense. I am not the composer on Curb Your Enthusiasm. I'm never going to write a single note of music. My name's never going to be on your show." And he said, "What? You thought I was going to hire you? I wouldn't hire you. You're a hack." So he turned it into that. And I said, "So what do you want me to do with all these, you know, tapes and things that you sent me?" Anyway, that was just an example, a beloved example of working with Larry, where he really is an amazing, amazing, brilliant man. And the comic genius of our show flowed from him.
When you were writing those 44 theme songs, what questions did you ask, or how did you work with the show writers and executives to settle on the right mood?
Well, there is no how-to pamphlet on how to create a sound for a show. Sometimes you get clues from the geography or the time slot or the intended demographic for it or the characters. Sometimes, especially in young, inexperienced producers, they will say something like, "Ooh, the music should sound like..." And Lois, it doesn't matter how that sentence ends because it's derivative music already, if it sounds like something they can say. So the smart producers would tell me how they want to use the music, if it wants, they needed to accomplish anything, and let the dog bark. And those folks would get my best work.
Seinfeld has obviously become the show you are most closely associated with. Is there a show or theme besides that that you are particularly proud of?
Wow. You know, I love all my children. There's an internet viral video now going around of this perfume commercial that Spike Jonze did.
Mm-hmm.
And I had kind of forgotten about it, that Spike and I did a main title for a TV series many years ago for Diane English, who's a brilliant writer also. This was a show about bicycle couriers in New York. It was called Double Rush. And although the show never lived up to the promise of the main title, I was really, really proud of the work that Spike and I did on that. I sampled... Remember, this is in the era of Seinfeld. I sampled sounds from my own bicycle and created a musical jam from those sounds and built a soundscape of whizzing through New York, and the whole package of the music and Spike's picture together made for a really wonderful main title that I'm particularly proud of.
Wow.
But like many of my series, it was a tree falling in the forest. It's a numbers game, and I'm so blessed, so lucky, that enough of my series and enough of my themes were successful enough to allow me to retire when I did.
Jonathan Wolf, it's really been fun. Thank you very much.
Lois, thank you for having me. I look forward to seeing you Sunday, September 25th at the Rialto.